Not even the world of news today wanted us to take a day off, Steve. You know, we said we were going to go on tomorrow with Gio and Fabio. And obviously, the world has to end today. We got two of the members of the five families of the Milan clubs. And I'm not even going to say what we're going to talk about, but we're definitely going to talk about whatever's in the comments. And the big news today, even though not official. And on that note, gentlemen, let's get the show on the road.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P. Benvenuti nella casa
della Milan! Giroud in gira, sinistro, rete, gol capolavoro di Olivier Giroud!
Maignan with another magical save!
To cost del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another special edition Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan and the world crumbling down Milan. WTF, Maldini out, and it is what it is. Decided to invite some of the members of the five families. Maurizio from Toronto couldn't make it because he's got a special therapy session with Facebook Frank. Strupa is drunk somewhere in Europe, and he'll be watching from a distance. But guys, let's get straight into it. Stevie P. I know you were entertained today by all these comments and all these connoisseurs, but breaking news. Well, actually, it's not even official. Supposedly, people were at this meeting. Maldini and Massara out. Looks to be maybe made official tomorrow. But Steve, how did you? Because you know you don't pull any punches. You're always straight down the middle. Let's start with you, buddy. How are you feeling?
Look, for me, it was something that started this morning, and I was speaking to a friend, Mike Rinaldi, who's probably listening to us live for sure tonight. And, you know, he called me, "What's happening? What's happening?" And it's something that I was following from this morning. So, you know, there was a meeting, the sit down, and of course, the sit down didn't go well. Well, guys, newsflash, the sit down has never gone well. It didn't go well the last time. It was not going to go well this time. If you're surprised, get out of your social media bubble because there's a problem. There's two philosophies and two ways of thinking, and they are not on the same page. This is, again, I've written it 100 times. I need to say it forever, is a PR nightmare for Milan. And Redbird, to be honest with you. It goes all the way to the umbrella company. It doesn't stay just at Milan. We think it's just at Milan. It's not at Milan. Someone in Jerry's PR team had to flag this very, 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 very fast, and they did not. So whether it's official or not, tonight we're going to speak like it seems like this is beyond repair. It's a PR nightmare. And yes, this is a bandiera of the team, and I get it, guys. But can we get out of can we get our heads out of the trash, guys? Serie A is in trouble. Ownership will come from everywhere. And you know what? He could be American, he can be Saudi, he can be whatever nationality he wants. This is the person who put $1.3 billion on the table to buy this team. I seriously doubt that he wants to damage his investment. Can we all agree on that? He doesn't want this to tank.
He's not a stupid man. I don't think he's a stupid man. And
but he's also not in the business of losing money.
Well, I think we could all agree on that. And this is why we decided. Steve even said, like, you know, we need to make a podcast tonight because a lot of people are in an uproar. And I kept on telling myself today, if Maldini wasn't an ex-Milan legend, would this be happening right now, this uproar, if Juve, Jan said it, to go, if Juve would have gotten those 10 points, we're in Europa League. So, you know, guys, let's remember, Franco, let me throw it to you. The comments made last year after the season, the comments made to CBS Sports, were we a bit, okay, I think this is a bit, you know, poking the knife there. And yes, I'm disappointed, even though it's not official yet. And maybe there's a little bit of hope. But Franco, your thoughts on all this situation?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the interview with CBS, and that was like one of the first things that came to a lot of people's minds. You know, it was something that definitely came to my mind right away. I don't understand if the fact that that interview happened specifically on CBS maybe, you know, lit a fire under Jerry's ass a little bit, or if, you know, Maldini was using that to make sure that he saw it. Maybe Maldini didn't feel heard enough from his ownership. But I, you know, a lot of people would like to think this evening, at least, that, you know, that interview played a big factor in the decision that was made today, unfortunately.
Definitely. And, you know, David, I'll ask you, you know, people talk about the mercato, the failed mercato, the worst defense of a Scudetto. And I think most of this love for Maldini, you know, the love for Maldini is always going to be there. But the fact that, you know, he never wanted to come in, you know, under the Chinese ownership, that we had to convince him twice. And he's here.
Hold on. You have to say it properly. He never wanted to come in under a fraud ownership because that was fraudulent. And that, by the way, the biggest of the biggest Milanista fan that we know sold our club to someone who did not exist. So that's what people forget. And I don't want to cut David off, but it's very important that, guys, if you want to call a spade, let's call a spade a spade. Because everybody in the comments, and the only thing I've heard, I hate Jerry and I hate this and I hate that. Guys, there was no Milanista out there with $1.3 billion. So this is what you're going to get. It's the same thing in Montreal. It's with the Expos. There was no one with billions of dollars to save the Expos. From Canada, from Quebec, bring back the Expos. Let's bring back the Expos. Yeah? Well, fork out the money, guys. Unfortunately, that's where we're at, guys. If you have money, you dictate. The guy has money, and unfortunately, he dictates. So the jersey and the badge is all you have left, guys.
And I'm going to take that, like, you know, we keep on saying on this podcast, non si sono giocatori solamente I colori. And in the end, you know, would it be, let's see what plan he has, whatever the case may be. But David, I know you were shocked with this. You were probably coming in from a flight from Europe or maybe from Malaysia.
I wish.
How did you take all of this? And did you go into a... what kind of feelings did you get into it? And then how were you, you know, level-headed into this decision?
Well, I heard about it at 5:30. I finally checked my phone. I was in a meeting for most of the afternoon, and I couldn't believe it at first. You know, I get on there and there's like our text group that just blew up, not the five families, but another one we have. And I'm like, oh shit, something must have happened. So I open it up and I couldn't believe it. But when I saw that it was Fabrizio Romano that tweeted it out, then I knew that it had some basis in reality. So that was it for me. But I don't know. I think, you know, listen, I understand where you guys are coming from saying about if it were anybody other than Maldini, right? I get your point. I get the argument. But in this case, it's Maldini. It doesn't matter that it could happen to anybody but Maldini. It happened to Maldini. Okay. And he means more for the club than just any other manager or director or sporting director, whatever position you want to call it. And so that's to me. And he's also the reason I started following Calcio in the first place. That's an affront, not just to me as a Milan supporter, but as a football supporter. And as somebody that, you know, like you guys, you know, you put a lot of effort, you put a lot of investment, a lot of time into everything that we do. So I can't help but take it personally. I can't help but think that, you know, they're ruining my Milan. I get it. You know, am I going to watch a game again? Absolutely, I'm going to watch a game again. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay to be a little angry, a little bit upset about this.
It's definitely okay. It's definitely okay to be mad. You know, but I think, Steve, maybe I'm wrong.
Probably.
If it wasn't Maldini, what this Mercato came up to, right? Whether it be the CDK flop, Origi, if it was, I don't know, like I'm pissed guys, off, guys.
The Mercato is like going to the casino, guys. The house is gonna always win. You need to be able to make and take chance. I'm not gonna blame him for the Mercato, guys. And this is what
he
had. Yeah, exactly. He did what he had to do in terms of signing, and it's everybody's fault. And that's why people keep on, you know, we're blaming one person.
Right.
We're blaming Maldini. We're blaming Moncada, Massara, Pio. As a collective, this season, if you take it for truly what it is, this season, guys, is a failure. It's a failure. You don't defend your Scudetto. It's okay. I agree. I understand. You cannot win a Scudetto every year, especially when the league is hyper-competitive. I am okay with that. You're out of Coppa Italia. You lose the Super Cup. Yes, we make it to the Champions League semifinal, but you lose the Euro Derby convincingly. Okay? And, guys, listen to me here. All of Milan Twitter. We are in fourth spot because Juve lost 10 points. Whether you want to like it or not, you want to get angry, you want to be mad at Steve, I'm telling you the truth. So in theory, we did not. We are in fourth spot, but we're not in fourth spot. Because if Serie A does one of its Serie A things and Juve gets back 10 points, guess what, guys? We're not making Champions League. And anybody other than Maldini, and I agree with Dave 100%, it is Maldini that we're talking about now. Anybody else, by all these fans that are protecting them, I bet you anything that they will be throwing that person through the wolves. The other thing that I have to add to Dave's comment is, if this was the reaction or if this was the mindset that the fan base was going to take by hiring Maldini in such an important role that many things can go wrong, then we shouldn't have hired Maldini.
Franco, you know what? Even that makes sense. And even Mark that is, you know, he's just commenting, you know, recently, like, oh, I shouldn't have some blame for losing the number and Kessie for zero. That's another argument there. But I will say one thing. And guys, it's a fucking emoji. Stop reading into a fucking Leao emoji tweet. Oh my God, he's leaving.
No. Hey, hold on a second, my friend. Hold on a second. Whoa. You're entering a very dangerous territory right now. That's not a regular emoji, man.
It's not because there's no context and it's at a time that's so vulnerable.
Okay, so that emoji means he's leaving. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, no. He's thinking about something. Let me tell you that.
Okay, let me ask you to Franco then. If a player resigns with a team, there's agents, there's lawyers, you're going to tell me that Leao signed one of his Maldini's. They don't think about the what if? About the extra money. So you guys are telling me a lot of people...
He signed.
Huh?
He signed. That's it.
No, but I'm saying okay, he signed. But so they're trying to make me understand even, that he signed say, only because Maldini... Oh, Maldini's not there. I'm leaving. Are these professional athletes or not?
This is part of the whole conversation, though. Like, okay, let's say, you know, you are and your agent... Both you and your agent are smart enough to think about the what if. Hmm. I think it's blatantly obvious at this point in time that regardless of the results of this season, and they probably weren't up to the expectation of everybody, I shouldn't even say probably, they were not. I would venture to say at this point in time that everybody within the organization is relatively shocked.
Yeah.
Okay, that it was a 20-minute conversation and all of a sudden the whole, you know, the whole, the wheels fell off of everything, you know, and Maldini or not Maldini. I don't think that's, you know, the optics of it. I want to say that it's not the way you go about doing things, but we don't know the whole story.
Yeah, but we're optics, never going to know the whole story. We're never going to know.
And the optics of it are horrendous. You know, the media is reporting that he got up and got right back on a plane to New York right after the meeting lasted less than a half hour. This was calculated. And you say we're never going to get an answer. That's if that's the truth, that is devastating. We need an answer, and we deserve an answer. Okay, so if you're going to play... If you're going to play big shot CEO and you're going to treat Milan like you would if you freaking ran, you know, JP Morgan, and you're the big shot CEO and your little committee is just for show, you know, then you owe us an answer.
Oh, yeah. And I agree with that. He does owe us an answer. And I don't agree with the move. Let me make myself clear, guys. We took a risk reward by hiring Maldini. We knew that he was our golden child. But guys, if you think that he was going to be here forever, I'm sorry, you guys. You're thinking in technical.
It goes back to the point, though, of the way it went down. Okay,
yeah, if
you know, things lead up and, you know, things aren't going great and, you know, things start to go really, really sour, it's like, okay, maybe it's
so then someone in Jerry's billion-dollar PR team had to find a way to get rid of him nicely. Put him on a beach somewhere. Yeah. Wrap him up in oil. I don't know what you got to do, but get him out there nicely. And if it's true, the 20-minute conversation, I'm sorry, that's done. But guys, the team, you know, you understand? Like, I see people. Oh my God, guys, it's unbelievable. We've fallen into this trap of social media, and I get it that he was someone who, you know. Yes, he made the calls. He did what he had to do. He has his influence as Paolo Maldini to get a player signed. But guys, come on. If you think that's the only reason, guys?
No. Come on.
You don't go and make a decision like this in a 20-minute meeting.
No.
You go into this conversation knowing what the outcomes are and, you know what's going to happen. So
it was whose dick is bigger? If it's basically a 20-minute meeting, it's whose dick is bigger, and I have more money, and it's my club. I put up $1.something billion. I don't care. If he did that, he needs an advisor because we can't continue at that. That's worse than Berlusconi. Berlusconi didn't even do that.
I could understand.
If that's what he did, Maldini's in a better place for it. That's all I have to say.
I could understand, like, all these arguments that we're having right now, the reasons why he would let him go. But the PR side, David, I'm sorry. This is a multi-billion-dollar company. They must have known better. And I know when we said it before, the interviews, the little dagger shot at Cardinale. But I don't see how. And again, guys, we're talking about something that is not official. I get it. It's probably going to be made official soon, but. I don't know. What do you say to all that today?
You know what, guys? We're used to American sports. We've seen the dagger shots before. We've seen that happen all the time. You understand? We've seen it happen in European soccer before. This is not something new, guys. They do it all the time. It's always been done. It's not new. So I'm torn because I just can't figure out PR-wise. Whether results driven or not, I can't figure out PR wise how this could have happened after you celebrated something so beautiful.
Yeah.
Another, we're gonna call him legend. And now, like not even 24 hours later, you cause a catastrophe. You understand? Like
making a really nice signing 72 hours before that the whole fan base had waited for.
Yeah.
So add that on top of it.
Is it called risk management, David? They have to have some, like, for me, like, the decision, the timing of this decision, supposedly. I don't know. I'm a guy, help me understand.
I don't think there's a PR answer to this. This is off script. All right. If anything, it's something that, you know, I don't think they understand. Like, it's not just a business. We don't support this team because it's a business. We don't support this team because they sell the most shirts. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many plastic fans around the world. Maybe they could take their money. You know what I'm saying? But we follow this team because of our passion, because we love this team. We love the history. We love everything about it, you know? And I think that's kind of the missing piece. That's the part that I don't think they understood from the get-go, you know? And I don't want to criticize anybody. You know, I appreciate that he came in. I appreciate that we had an investment. I appreciate that Maldini came into the picture. Steve, I get it. I understand that he's not going to be there forever. But there are ways of doing it. There are ways of doing it that are more respectful and more deserving of somebody as classy as Paolo Maldini. You know, it doesn't happen like this. That's the PR nightmare, in my opinion.
It comes back to the decision of the timing of this decision. I could understand to some sort of, you know, way why he made that decision. But Steve, this meeting, if we have to believe every... Oh, and guys, by the way, hashtag Cardinale out. Yeah, keep doing that. You know what's going to happen, guys? Cardinale is going to see all these hashtags. Okay, guys, we're going to sell the club. Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? Guys, hashtag all over the internet. Cardinale out. What do you think?
Oh, wait. Let's don't forget the boycott. Let's not buy anything, Milan. That's coming too. Right?
Oh, yeah. I had to bite my tongue on that one.
Yeah. Let's not.
That's coming too. Oh, and you know what? There's going to be no one at San Siro, guys, next year. Yeah. Absolutely no one's going to the game. No one's going to show up.
Kaká. We solved Shevchenko. We got rid of 8 Senatori in 2011, 2012 without a fucking plan. And you guys are going to tell me you're not going to buy any fucking jerseys. You're not going to buy any jackets. Cardinale out. Ma per favore, guys. Per favore. You're entitled to your own opinion, but what is it going to make for me?
No. You can't do a rant like that and say you're entitled to your own opinion. If they're wrong, Vince, they're wrong. It's either they're wrong. You're not running for mayor over here. You're not running for mayor,
Vince. I just feel.
Let me rephrase. I have to tell you what it is. I have to tell you. You cannot rant like that and finish it off. You're entitled to your own opinion. When people
you're
are
entitled
wrong,
to an opinion, but don't make me believe. Don't try
you're
to.
You're entitled to your own opinion when you have an opinion. When you're wrong, you're wrong. So, let's stop snowflaking the society. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
Okay, so let me rephrase that. If you think you want to post out Cardinale out, do whatever the fuck you want. But if you think that this will have some sort of impact on Milan, that, oh my God, this is trending. And you know what? We should get out of Milan because people are trending Cardinale out. Get the fuck out of here, please. Right. Steve, sorry. Go ahead.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, Vince. Remember that.
But listen, like, as far as, you know, not buying stuff and whatever, first of all, we still are in the Champions League, regardless of how we got there. We're in much better shape than we were in 2015. And more important than all of that, you know, people who are saying they're not going to buy stuff or, you know, season ticket this or whatever. Wrong. Okay. Colors before everything. Colors before everything. La squadra va sostenuta. The team is always to be supported, regardless of the outside factors. And that's always been my opinion. You know, people say things, oh, I'm not going to watch. Yes, you are. You're on a group chat right now saying that you're not going to watch, but you're still in the Milan group chat. If that was true, you would have left already. So, you know.
So we're what's this? We are wrong. Do you remember how many spectators were in San Siro when we had an awful team? Do you remember games, game over, save Milan?
We don't
you
have
guys
that team anymore.
We don't have Kevin Constant.
You can't compare. This team is in Champions League. This team finished fourth, fifth, whatever you want to do. It's still a competitive team. And if you spend your money correctly, if people thought that, and my questions, you guys are going to be shocked here. But more of my questions would go to Maldini. You know that? I don't know why. I would love to know what he expects. I would love to know his side of it. Because we know, everybody knows that, you know, the boss is going to give you a budget, right? But Maldini hasn't been following that Serie A is not doing too well. That if you think that you're going to get 100 million, it's not going to happen.
Steve, what if he told you that he had $100 million to pay for a right wing? Then what? The whole right side.
I would tell him, don't spend the whole $100 million on the right wing. That would be my advice to him. We've lived with it for 5 years. We won't even want a Scudetto minus a player. Buy someone. But again, like, I'm having trouble understanding because we don't know. That's why more of my questions would be to him is like, why? Why can't you guys get on the same page? How different are you in philosophies? Because if you're asking for a ton of money, he's not going to give it to you.
Because I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve, but everything you're saying is right. And it's all the more reason that I'm convinced that this wasn't a premeditated decision. Like,
yeah,
something happened.
This is the culmination of weeks or months of things building up and getting to a boiling point. And you know what, Maldini, I think if it's true that he actually left and walked out, not fired, but he decided himself to leave, then it got to a point where that's it. Wash his hands. He's out of there.
You know, a lot of people are disagreeing with whether it be my opinion, Steve's opinion, Franco or David's. And guys, it's sending a message. It is what we think, and we're trying to be level-headed. We are definitely trying to. Does it fucking hurt? Of course it hurts. It's Maldini because we have that part of our heart that's all about Milan. But we're grown-ass men, and we're trying to look at the other side of the equation. And why did this happen? Does it suck? Yeah. Maldini, supposedly, like David's saying, walking out. Redbird, trying to understand the whole PR section. Look at this, 88 live viewers, controversy creates cash, as Eric Bischoff would say. But guys, where I meant what everybody has their own opinion, like it was Akira that just said, I think you guys are wrong on this. It sends a I like that because it's a conversation kind of piece. What I was trying to bring...
Yeah, but he's wrong.
No, but Kira is saying, like, you know, Maldini cannot be compared to Kaká or other players. He signed their best players. Those players may leave because of his decision. This will break morale for nothing.
That, guys, you cannot do that. Stop it. He's not a player anymore, guys. He's in a position that you can get hired and fired, guys.
Yeah, it's just that's like true. When we hold our breath and they talk about... Everybody does that.
Like, guys, stop it. He is not a player anymore. As we think that he is, he's not.
It's like when we hold our breath when rumors of like an ex-player coming back as a coach and we all say, don't hire him because you're going to ruin our...
You did it to Seedorf. You did it to Inzaghi. Those are positions. In and out, guys.
The only difference is that, you know, we waited so long for him to take that leadership position. And he did a good job with it. Like, I don't agree that he deserved to get fired today.
No.
I think we all agree on that.
Even with the failed season, I don't think he should have got fired. Let's say this doesn't happen and we do finish fifth. People were going to go mental. Some people were going to go mental, right? We didn't finish in Champions League. All the things I named out. I still don't think you fire him because he did a good job with what he has.
With what he had.
Yes. If it's someone else, I guarantee you that person gets fired, and Pioli as well. They don't make it.
I don't think Pioli has a job tomorrow.
Yeah, now
Pioli's next.
It's everybody's heads on the chopping block. That's the problem that I have with it. For me, it's the PR problem. It's the what's Leao going to think about that? What's Theo Hernandez going to think about that? What's Tonali going to think about that? All these players that you know. We say, you know, are Da Milan and are untouchable. Guys, I understand. But this is, again, it's something that these players, they're used to it. But it's a different animal when it's this bandiera. That's what I want to see, what folds out. If people start leaving, guys, we have a big problem.
Yeah. That I think we could all agree on, you know.
The structure of the club is not good, Vince.
If people are going to leave because of Maldini,
structure of your club, yeah, exactly. If your structure of your club is dependent on Paolo Maldini being part of the club,
it's not a problem.
We have a fucking major problem, guys.
David, do you agree with that? That if we have to believe the Tio, Magna, Leao, they don't want to play for Milan anymore because Maldini is out. If that is true, and they ask for transfer out, you got to agree on Stevie on this one. There's a problem.
I mostly agree with Steve on this one. The distinction I want to make is that I think Maldini lent credibility to the project when there was no credibility previously.
Numero okay? uno. Yes.
So because he was willing to go with the new ownership that he believed in, and like Steve was saying at the beginning of the show, you know, before the fraud of the ownership prior to that, like Maldini came in when he was convinced that there was something worth working for and working with. So the problem that I have is that you now, in my opinion, lost your credibility. And I think that to me is a bigger disappointment. I get it. Maldini out. I'm upset about it on a personal level. But now to talk about it from the standpoint of the business of the team, all right, you lost credibility. And that's not something money can buy.
Yep. How about Steve? How's on that one? Like the credibility. I like what Dave just said. The credibility.
If Jerry and friends don't have something spectacular, if this, let's fast forward to tomorrow, and I will laugh if Gazzetta dello Sport says that this is not true and whatever. I will laugh. I will. That will be the highlight of whatever we think Calcio is anymore. Hypothetically speaking, all this is true. Redbird, I'm not even saying Milan. Redbird, as a hedge fund, better put all their most intelligent people together, look up the history of Calcio from its inception, and come up with some kind of master plan to appease all the people. Because you know what? We are fans first. We are fans first. And this is a PR nightmare. Nightmare on all levels. How a multi-billion dollar company can let this happen is beyond me. But Ancelotti better be coming back. He's probably one of the only ones who saves us.
So let me ask this to Franco. In our dream world, where Jerry gets redemption, letting go Maldini, and what would he have to do for us to like kind of forget about this? Like I don't have an answer
for that without saying something completely ridiculously unrealistic.
Do it.
No, like you got to change the budget, and I know that's obviously not a thing, because you mentioned before, Steve, $100 million was not reasonable. In my mind, it was reasonable based on the last two seasons that you had. I don't think that it was an unreasonable amount for a Mercato, because you're talking about a guy who's an investor, okay, and his group is an investor, and all his little friends that he gathered up to get that $1.3 billion. That's not all his money. He got a lot of friends to help out with that. Vinny met some of them.
No,
okay.
I know.
Return on your investment, you might have to put a little more in the investment. I don't think $100 million was that ridiculous.
But geez, you have to understand.
$50 million is still low.
Those friends that he gathered up are used to North American sports where that's not a problem. Yeah. They walked into a league. Yeah. They walked into a league, Cheech, where it's a problem. The books, they don't balance. They don't balance because you don't get enough money. So, him, freaking group, I wish all the Americans invest in there. Because Italy, as a whole, and Serie A, I told you guys, if it doesn't fix, in 5 years, we're not watching Calcio anymore. This is an antipasto to that kind of stuff. It happened with Totti. Totti didn't last very long there too at Roma. They're still watching Roma.
It's a very good point.
It's the same bandiera, guys. Can we put them together? It's the same thing, guys. They ousted out Totti. They kind of forgot about that really fast because they're still watching Roma.
I think I'm going to go back to this hurting a lot more. Not trying to be level-headed once again. This hurts a lot more because it is Maldini. And from my side of view, David, I said, you know, if it wasn't for Maldini, I'm not sure people would have an uproar. But the way you're saying, like, you know, bringing legitimacy to the project. I was asking Franco, in your mind, what would it erase what possibly will be official tomorrow? 100 million in the market? Lionel Messi to Milan? I just, because it's a yo-yo. Twitter is a yo-yo. People are fans of yo-yo, and it's like up and down. I just, you know, and I don't want to be that guy. Yeah, but guys, we've seen worse, and we went through all this kind of shit. Again, Milan forever. I'm never going to turn my back on my beloved team. But David, is there some sort of redemption in this one?
I don't know, Vinny. I mean, it's like, first of all, I don't take any Twitter.
No, you know, it's better.
Why are you talking about Twitter?
Yeah. Seriously. Because it's entertaining.
Not really, actually.
No, it's just you know, they're talking about Tare from maybe Tare coming over to Milan. I don't know. I think
nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No one's taking this job. Guys, I don't want to be. I don't want to be the person who replaced Paolo Maldini at Milan.
Imagine those are not
unless I'm already in Milan. If I'm already there, for me that's safe. I was already here. Moncada, he could take that spot if he wants. He was already here. Someone from the outside is gonna step into that guy's shoes. That guy's gonna age quite a bit.
So let me ask you this, David. How does the world react if tomorrow they come out with the report that it was just a heated discussion? They've decided to give it another year, another go. How will, like, does this not put us a joke of a fan base, or, like, you know, us jumping to conclusions and maybe the clickbait era of social media?
It's one of those things, Vinny. If they come back tomorrow and say that'll be worse than what happened today, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like, if it happened, it happened. Move on, grow. Look, of course, to answer your original question, of course, we're going to go back. Of course we're going to go back. I mean, it's what we do. It's what we do. Does it suck? Yeah. Am I upset about it? Yeah. But it's not going to change anything ultimately, you know? Give it some time. It's just another blip in the timeline of things. You know, I wish it didn't happen, but something was going to happen at one point or another. It's just, you know, I'd rather Maldini leave on his own terms. You know, he's earned that.
Yeah. I don't think supposedly maybe he's leaving, not getting fired immediately, but Steve, you know, from all,
I want to ask Chichi a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Scaroni, he speaks English, right?
Speaks English very well. Yeah.
He had to use his English. He had to use his English and tell Jerry, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a good idea.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know if he even had that opportunity. And I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have that opportunity.
And then I start as Scaroni, I start questioning my position.
Yep.
And this is the PR nightmare that I'm talking about, guys. This is a ripple effect throughout the whole hierarchy. This is surpassed. At least Berlusconi had stopped at Galliani. Then it rarely went below Galliani. Galliani was the breaker. He stopped everything. Besides having Berlusconi go into the locker room and ask Sully Muntari how his girlfriend looks and how big his wing wang is, we could have passed with that. But right. the bullshit stopped at Galliani. Now.
Right.
This went straight through.
Just to go back to the other question, like, what if we woke up tomorrow morning, you know, and everything got squashed and it's like, oh, it was just a heated conversation. This isn't official. Honestly, if that were the situation, then shame on everybody.
Shame on everybody.
Shame on everybody. The media, okay, if they want to do clickbait, that's their job. That's what they heard. Okay. Still shame on them. But shame on, like Steve said, the PR team, and even like shame on Paolo Maldini himself for coming out and saying, no, this didn't happen. Like, don't jump to conclusions. But obviously, obviously with the way it went down and with the amount of people that Paolo Maldini knows within the Italian media, obviously, you know, it seems like this is very much true.
So let me ask you this, Franco. Some people are saying, like, you know, why didn't he fire him 2 months ago? From all that we've discussed so far, the beliefs that the comments made throughout last year, guys, you guys remember last year, we didn't know if he was going to resign and all that stuff. You guys remember that at the end of last season, we won a Scudetto, he hadn't resigned. The conversation he had with CBS Sports, and I think on the podcast, he even said, I get what he's saying, but not the right timing. To the question I was asked, why didn't he get fired 2 months ago, 4 months ago? What could have possibly, according to you, in your own opinion, obviously, what could have been said within that 20 minutes, 25 minutes? You think it's a Mercato thing? Do you think it has to do something with Pioli? That it has to be... What do you think would have made that one drop to overflow the vase, as we say in French? Oh, David?
I was just going to say, I think he did it before Inter get destroyed in the Champions League this coming weekend, so that it doesn't happen after that and we're the last thing to laugh about. So...
Oh, okay. Okay. So David's thinking positive. But Franco, what do you think could have been that one thing that in a half an hour conversation?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe Maldini's own pride going in there and expecting something different from the big guy. And maybe him saying, okay, the season's over. We made it through. Do you want to reconsider this? And Jerry said, no. And Paolo said, okay, well, then this isn't going to work. You know, because again, how much could you possibly say in 20 minutes?
Doesn't make any sense. And, you know,
so they've had that implies to me that they've had the conversation before.
Yeah.
And easily. Nothing's changed. Move on. Done.
103
run like a North American sports team. You know, yeah. As your season ends, the North American sports team, oh, the GM is fired today. Yeah. And the whole world says, yeah, we knew that was coming. So maybe in Jerry's mind, he thinks that, you know, like the end of an NHL season or an NBA season, he's like, it's time, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's for the best, because it's like, oh, what am I going to hold on to him for a week for? We're wasting time. Quizá, who knows?
If he did fire him on the spot, I agree. He must have had it on his mind before. I think, you know, it's easy now to think back of the comments, Steve. And, you know, we've spoken about it going back to last year, you know, the non-renewal, the CBS Sports, the comments made, not exactly like Conte. Remember when Conte said, I'm going to a $100 restaurant with $10 in my pockets. And you said, maybe half an hour ago, it's about whose dick is bigger in this one. In the end, let me ask you. Ask Franco, what do you think would have been that one catalyst of that conversation, 20 minutes? Okay, this is it. You think it's Mercato? You think it's Pioli? You think strategy. It's players?
It's about, it's the way they want to spend money. I think the Leao re-signing was a big pill to swallow. I think he knows that he's going to have to fork out some more money for the other ones. Mañana's coming up. Hernandez is coming up. The renewals was a big deal. We had a problem with that. What we weren't good at is getting rid of our dead weight. And we held on to that this year and couldn't get rid of it. I'm not 100% sure, and I agree with Dave and Cheech. There's not a lot you could say in 20 minutes. You understand? By the time you say hi and you sit down, and for sure they had a coffee, you know, Jerry had an ice cream. There's only about 15 minutes left, right? Take out five that he left after he probably, you know, threw a pencil or something and he got mad. So in 10 minutes, you can't talk about where you're going the next season Mercato. This is a conversation that they had already. He wants to go one way. He wants to go another way. It just doesn't work out.
And look, we'll see what comes off from the coming days. I reiterate is that, yes, it hurts as a Milanista. But I'm not trying to validate the decision, the supposedly decision. I think Steve has taught me a lot throughout these years of podcasting, where I would speak with my heart a lot more than I would speak with my mind. And nobody's bigger than Milan. And that's what I keep on putting in my head. And I keep on trying to justify, if Maldini wasn't a Milan legend, would this would have happened? I guess this is just my way how to justify this kind of decision. And in the end, it hurt every single time we lost a legend. We've suffered for all these years, but Milan is Milan. And, you know, did I buy as many jerseys that I did in the banter years? No, I still followed every single. Check them out in the archives. We still watched every single game, Stevie P and I. It hurts. It sucks. I don't get it. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I was part of that conversation. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know about economics and accounting and what's Uncle Jerry's mind and Apollo's mind. They've had a lot more hits than misses. They've had misses, guys, Massara and Maldini, 100%. Was this firing justified? No. And that's when I'm going to go back to maybe a difference of opinion between both of them. Franco, it's been almost 50 minutes we've been talking about it. Let's do one final turn. What do you expect in the next couple of days, and something that you're maybe hoping that happens?
Well, the hoping is we need an answer, but I think, like Steve said, I don't think we're going to get the full answer. You know, we'll get some candy-coated, you know, very vague vanilla statement. You know, we thank Paolo, he's a legend of the team, and you know, we thank him for where he brought us as a team. You know, we both felt that it was time to move on. You know, very generic North American sports type of statement, probably. But I want to hear it from the guy himself. Like, that's the thing, the optics of it. And it's the optics of it. Us as North Americans, like, we almost get it more. But people in Italy need to hear it from the man himself, or else their opinion of him is going to get worse and worse. And that's what he needs to be more aware of, regardless of who's right and who's not in this conversation, regardless of how long this conversation went on for. What you, as the owner of the team, need to understand is that there is an expectation that is different on that side of the ocean, regardless of the state of the league, regardless of economics, regardless of bureaucracy. There is an expectation that you have to be the face, and people want to have something to believe in. Because up until now, you've been a very absentee owner. And so if you would like that to change, maybe you don't give a shit, but that's not good for us as fans. Like, maybe you don't give a shit what people think of you, and, you know, this is how you're going to run your investment. But you know, optics are very big, and that side of it needs to change almost immediately for people to feel a little bit better as the summer goes on.
If the news today was AC Milan and Paolo Maldini issue a joint statement that Paolo Maldini has left the club, we thank him for his service. If that came out today instead of, oh my God, the world is ending, Paolo Maldini's fired from AC Milan. All right. If that came out today, we'd be having a much different conversation right now.
Yep.
And if that's really what happened, then that's how you have to release that news. You know what I mean? It just blew up. It just blew up, and we're never going to know.
That's so very well said. And even to you, Franco, like, you know, understanding that this is not just about owning a sports, is about European sports, and there's more than just owning a team. And David, I agree with you. You know, if there was a mutual agreement and a common main today, yes, would have been on tonight. But talking about the good and maybe why did this happen, Steve, let's finish off with you, man. What would you be expecting in the next couple of days?
Fix my fucking Milan. You better fix it. Fix my Milan. It was good. It wasn't great, but it was good. Now you fucked it up. Fix my Milan. Get me someone. Put someone in place. You better have a strategy. Don't do this old shit with this mercato. I have realistic Milan who wrote 19 times. How can we forgive Maldini for Origi, Tatarusano, and Macias? Realistic Milan. you got to be realistic, buddy. You're not going to hit on all your transfers. And you know what? Macias, for how bad he is a Scudetto winner. Tata Rusano, for how bad he is a Scudetto winner. Origi, for how bad he played, we had only sample sizes that we saw at Liverpool. Oh, and by the way, he's a Champions League winner. So you guys have to stop with one particular person taking all the blame for everything. It's not Maldini. It's not Moncada. It's not Massara. It's everybody together. This here, this whole fuck up is everybody. It's from top to bottom. And I'm not going to go to bottom. I'm going to say we'll stop at the Pioli level. From top to Pioli. What I want to see in the next couple of days is, hypothetically, some sort of answer that makes some sort of sense to some of the people, so you calm the storm. Try to calm the storm.
Yeah. There's another side of the storm that needs to be calmed, too. There's people that are going to go to work tomorrow morning at Casamilan.
Yeah.
And have the same questions that we do, that we're sitting in our freaking basement right now. I don't matter. Okay, but we've heard plenty of stories about how nice things were with Paolo Maldini inside of Casamilan and how well things worked. Okay, part of it was Paolo Maldini. Obviously, other parts of it were Gazidis and what followed and this and that. But the truth of the matter is that I've heard stories, I'm sure Presidente has heard stories from the people that he knows too, is how well things worked in that building. And when an organization works well, it's everything. And any person in any office, and it's not just on the player side of things, it's not just on the game side of things, but it's also on the organizational side of things. And like Steve said, you better fix my Milan, because there's probably a lot of people going to work on eggshells tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think that sums it up the best, you know. Fix my fucking Milan. I think most of the I forgot the client thing, Maldini being fired, is just
see, like people like Joel. So people like Joel are the prime example of the problem with society today. They don't fucking listen.
Did we say that he was justified?
No. You see, this is the problem with social media and society. Because everybody's texting all the time, they don't open their goddamn ears and listen. No one said it's justified.
I'm reading it differently.
Milan would not be in the position without Maldini. Don't ever forget the clown.
That clown. Oh.
That clown that thing Maldini. Oh, okay, okay. So they're not talking about Mada. Thanks. Okay. Sorry, Joel.
Oh my God. Sorry. Oh my God. Joel, I'm so sorry, Joel.
Sorry.
You're not. Love you.
I got you.
Dave saved you. I was about to lose it, Joel. I was about to lose it.
I think most of our conversation today was not like there. Help me understand how this came to this decision. I think that's about it. But fix my fucking Milan, Franco. Great point about the people going to Milan. To everybody, Joe's having a good laugh. Thanks for being a good sport. Franco, David, Steve, tomorrow, coast to coast, maybe there's going to be some more news for Fabio and Gio to talk about. I'm not sure how much they'll be talking about this season in review. We'll see what happens in the summer. Let's see any official statements. In closing, David, let me start with you. What do you want to say? What do you want to spread the love, buddy? Spread the love.
Well, I want to thank you guys, as always, for having me on. It's always a pleasure to see my friends and part of the five families here. I want to know why Mark Strupa was up at 3:30 in the morning in Italy and couldn't be on the show with us, but that's another conversation. Maybe he'll come backstage in the green
room. He's drunk. Afterwards. Can't you see he's still typing? He's drunk.
He's hanging out with Dublin, so of course, as he should be. Anyway, guys, I mean, we're always Milan. We're always going to be supporting this team. We're always going to have our family of supporters with us. And I hope that people understand what this club means, not just from a business standpoint, but from the passion and the love that we as supporters have for them. That's all I have to say. I'm done.
Love it. And yes, you know, Mark is watching us live. I'm not sure if he's in the nude, but thanks, Mark, for commenting. Franco, how about you, man? Leave us off on some positive. I know you were a bit distraught that you couldn't write down four pages of notes for today from the computer. He only had like, what'd you have there? Four lines.
Yes. And written. Very unprepared. Yes.
Very unprepared.
Not typed.
But let's try to finish off this episode. Thank you for at one point over 100 live viewers. Controversy creates cash, as they say. But what's to you, buddy? How are you going to leave us off?
Yeah, I mean, 100 viewers, you know, a small sampling of the amount of people that care about Milan. And no matter what, there's always going to be people who around this world connect because of these colors. You know, we just finished another season of connecting people, you know, all the clubs on the screen. And that's what matters. And that's why people, regardless of who it is, you know, and the caliber of how much of a legend they are. That's why people are upset today, because they really, really spend so much time caring about this team in a very different way than in North American sports. And it's as simple as that. We really spend so much time on Milan. We have families, we have jobs, and, you know, Milan is important to us too. And that's why today was devastating.
Definitely. And we all have hearts, but, you know, try to think about this with level-headed thoughts. Steve, send us home, man. What I know we had a couple of out there opinions. Some people agreed, some people didn't agree, but this is all about that's what podcasts are all about. You want to watch. If you want to hate, go on and hate. But close us off, buddy.
Guys, this is sports. And, you know, a lot of things happen to us in our daily lives that push us to the edge, but nothing like live sports. And nothing, for me, like these two colors. I was working today looking at my screen following a pink newspaper, guys. If I tell my boss that, they won't even believe me. Mm-hmm. If they check how much time I spent on the pink newspaper today, I'm fired tomorrow. And I do it because I care. And I care because I want to be able to construct an educated opinion where I can have a discussion with people like Dave, Vinny, Cheech, and everybody in the chat and talk about a club that I really, really love. What frustrates me, guys, is that I have trouble understanding why this club keeps on shooting itself in the foot. We're always in the newspaper for the wrong reasons. Especially when it comes to purchasing, buying, firing, hiring, no matter what. It's always a disaster. And again, Dave hit the hammer on the nail. Would it have been less of a storm? Yes. But if they would have came out and done this properly, the vanilla corporate way, there would have been backlash, but not like today. Today, it was the perfect storm. It was everybody was taking bits and chunks and making it into their own.
So, in the end, Steve, Napoli winning a Scudetto 33 years after. Juventus won
it. I told them it was
Juventus
happen,
wanted the headlines.
I predicted
Milan
it.
Wants the
I
headlines.
Predicted it, guys. Even Milan, we destroyed you again. Even in the newspaper. You didn't even make front page for celebrating your Scudetto. We're going to beat you again. It's crazy, guys. I can't figure out this team and how they're so terrible with PR. In the end, guys, I love Mercato. I love it. I find it so entertaining. But this here, this real life stuff like this, it was not needed. It's already a telenovela. This is even worse. This is like a prequel to a telenovela. We've changed the landscape of how to hold my beer. Imagine Juventus committed financial fraud and they're not even going to be anywhere near the front page tomorrow. Napoli won a Scudetto. They're not even going to be in the front page. No one cares about Napoli, that they're going to lose all their players. Oh man. Inter's going to, Inter's the, Champions going to the Champions League. And finals. They don't even care about that, guys. No one's gonna care about that tomorrow.
Guys.
I don't know. I love these colors. I will follow them forever. If I lasted 10 years of disgustingness with a fake owner, I'll last another however the highest power above us will give me. It's a roller coaster, guys. It's a roller coaster of emotions. I hope to get to San Siro. But I, guys, we're going to go long because I have to say something else. I have to say something else. I don't care if we're going long.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You guys, you don't have to go to sleep. If someone says that next year we could start building a stadium, does that change the optics of this whole thing?
Yeah.
Hold on. You say yes right away, Franco. So you're saying that we're going to start building our own stadium for our own profit. You think they would forget about this Maldini saga?
If this character finds a way to get past Italian bureaucracy and legitimately breaks ground and finds an area that the entire Milano metro area can agree on, and they're not going to make a human chain like they did around the Ippodromo, then I'd be relatively impressed. Yes.
If they said tomorrow that they're going to build a stadium, do you really think Maldini would not be a part of the project moving forward? Do you think Paolo would not understand, okay, well, maybe I could handle 50 million in the mercato because we got bigger things in the future, bigger things moving forward? Come on.
I don't think the stadium, I know what you're getting at, Franco, with, you know, politicians that it's been 4 years that have to meet all this kind of stuff. But I think the Maldini situation, it's going to take a lot more. I think maybe a 7-0 schlacking of Man City against the Inter would make us forget for a couple of days. But I'm not sure a new stadium would make us forget. I don't know, Steve, you asked the question. What do you think?
I think that we should be putting more blame on Italian bureaucracy for this whole shenanigan than we do. Because it's all a snowball effect, right? So American owners are used to American sports here and on this side of the pond. Do you want to build a stadium? You're going to build a stadium. No one's going to stop you. Now, Roma's tried. Milan's trying. Guys, it's not happening. But those stadiums need to be built for this league to start to change. Mm. So if the stadium project would have started or had some momentum to potentially have some sort of a shovel hit the ground and pick up some earth, I don't think we're having this conversation today. But because there's so much fluff in Italy and they can't get a simple project, I'm saying simple, in theory, a stadium built where it seems like space is available. Guys, I don't know. I don't know how we move forward. I don't know. I don't know why it was so easy for Juve and so hard for everybody else.
Everybody else. That's a good point. But anyways, we shall see. Steve, what kind of news would you have to get for us to have another emergency podcast? The players in front of the office.
I told Vinny that I was going on vacation after the year in review.
Yes.
I'm going on vacation after the year in review. There's not much more bigger than this that's going to get me back on the show till the season
starts. I'm going to predict, Steve, that Milan is capable in the next 2 months for a news that you're going to have to text me and go, okay, we need an emergency podcast. That's my prediction. We shall see.
I don't think it's going to be bigger than this.
On that note, guys, thank you to Patreon subscribers. Thank you to the live viewers. Thank you for the downloads. Thank you for always having a conversation with us, whether you agree or do not agree. Thank you to David. Thank you to Franco, to the rest of the five families of the East Coast. And I heard that they want to start something on the West Coast. We'll see what their names come up there, but we are the originals. On that note, gentlemen, let's see what happens tomorrow. Thank you again for joining. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Have a good night, guys.
Italia e Milan!